Today we're in 1 John chapter 2, so this is the sixth leg of the home stretch. So now, what God, how God gonna finish it out? Well, let's look at 1 John chapter 2. We're gonna read verses 3-6. It says this. It says, "And hereby we do know that we know Him, if we keep His commandments. He that saith, I know Him, and keepeth not His commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth His word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in Him. He that saith he abideth in Him ought himself also so to walk, even as He walked."
That's right.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Let's pray and get right into the Word. Father, we bless You today. We thank You, God, that You have brought us to this last leg of the home stretch. Father, we thank You for the word that You've sown into our spirit. And Father, we're hungry for the final peace.
Yes.
And so, Lord, feed us the bread of life right now. Job said, "I esteem His word more than my necessary food."
Yes.
So, Father God, we too, O God, desire to be fed the word of God.
Yes.
And so, Father God, open our eyes, our ears, our hearts, that we may receive what You have for us today.
Yes.
We bless You, O God, for Your word and for Your will being revealed unto us right now in the name of Jesus. Father, give me strength, and may I speak Your word only, and may You only be glorified, magnified, and highly exalted in this place. Because it is all about You, and it is the Lord's doing. It's marvelous in our eyes, and we bless You, God, for what You are doing in our midst. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's read this last part again, verse number 6. "He that saith he abideth in Him ought himself also so to walk, even as He walked." Amen. Praise God. Our title today from this last leg of the home stretch is "Walk by Faith, Not by Sight." Amen. A familiar phrase that actually comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 7. Amen. Walk by faith, not by sight. Why did we pick that? Well, because verse number 6 of 1 John 2 says that if we abide in Jesus, we need to walk as He walked. That's what it essentially says, amen? We need to walk as Jesus walked. And we understand that God saved us to conform us to the image of the Son. A lot of people will say that, "Don't try to change me." Why? God is so busy trying to change
Amen.
You.
Amen.
There are a lot of people who are struggling to stay the same.
Yeah.
And that's why you're having problems.
Amen.
Because God is set on changing you.
Amen.
And you're set on staying the same.
Mm-hmm.
And you're wondering why your life is a struggle. God loves me just the way I am. That's a lie from the pit of hell.
Amen. Amen.
God does not love you just the way you are. He loves you.
Yes.
But He don't love your ways.
Amen.
That's why he's looking to transform you by the renewing of your mind. That's why He's trying to conform you to the image of the Son. Right?
Yeah.
He's looking to change you. He's looking to change me. He's looking to change us into something that is glorious. Amen?
Amen.
He's looking to change us to be more like Jesus.
Amen.
So stop trying to stay the same.
Yes.
When God is so determined to bring real and lasting change into your life. And so here it says then that if we abide in the Lord, and you know, John chapter 15, Jesus said, "You should abide in me and I in you," right?
Mm-hmm.
I am what? The true vine. And if we abide in Him, it says, if we abide in Him, if you say that, then you should walk as He walked.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And how did Jesus walk? Well, Jesus walked with love.
Yep.
He walked with compassion, He walked in power,
yep.
He walked in peace,
mm-hmm.
Amen. Jesus walked by faith,
yeah.
Amen. How did Jesus not walk? Jesus didn't walk in a hurry, right?
Amen.
Jesus wasn't hurried, Jesus wasn't worried,
yes, right.
Jesus wasn't frustrated.
Yeah.
He wasn't angry. He wasn't bitter. Mm-hmm. He wasn't scared. Come on, somebody. And if we think about it, how many of us as Christians have walked like that? Have you ever walked in bitterness? Don't say nothing. God knows, okay? I don't want anybody getting in trouble today. Amen. That's a rhetorical, but we all know the answer. Have you ever walked in bitterness? Have you ever walked in unforgiveness? Have you ever walked in fear? Have you ever walked in worry or in doubt? Have you ever walked anxiously? Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus didn't walk that way. And the Bible says that if you say that you abide in Him, then you need to walk like Jesus walked.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Right.
So what God's saying to us, we got to start to learn how to walk differently. And the scripture of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 is a parenthetical, you know, if you read in the King James version. Because really Paul is saying, you know, that if we are home in the body, we're absent from the Lord. Then he said we walk by faith, not by sight. Then verse number 8 says, but to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord.
Yeah.
So it's a parenthetical.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we treat it like a parenthetical, like it doesn't mean anything.
Wow.
That's just a phrase, but it's not. Mm-hmm. It's the way God wants us to walk. I'll walk by faith, not by sight. The reason why Jesus walked up in all these ways that we sometimes struggle to do, you know, that peace, that power, that compassion, that love, that forgiveness, that gentleness, that kindness, that joy. You know why he was able to do that? Because he was walking by faith.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He always was walking by faith. And so we need to walk in the same fashion. Jesus was never in a hurry. Jesus was always in control.
Yes.
Don't you want to walk that way?
Yeah.
When nothing moves you.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing gets you off your course.
Yes.
Don't you want to walk that way?
Yeah.
No matter what comes,
mm-hmm.
Jesus did that.
Yes.
And it messed with people, from his disciples to people who were on the outside. They couldn't understand it.
Yeah.
Amen. At the end, when Pontius Pilate was questioning him, he said, "You're not going to say anything?"
Mm-hmm.
He was like, "I don't have to say anything to you."
Exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, the Bible says that he answered him nothing, and Pilate marveled.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can impress people more by not saying anything.
Amen.
Than by opening your mouth.
Yeah.
So many times people feel they got to say something. No, you don't got to.
Amen.
Sometimes you can impress others. You can impress people when they expect you to say something.
Mm-hmm.
You keep your peace.
Wow.
Because he was in such control. He was in control on the cross. They said, "Oh, get yourself down from there." He said, "I can call legions of angels to help me if I wanted to free me from your custody, to get me down off this cross." Jesus said he could. Exercise self-control.
Mm-hmm.
If Jesus would have got down off the cross.
Wow.
Ooh. Amen.
Yeah.
How many people glad he stayed on the cross?
Amen.
Amen. He completed the work. If he didn't complete the work, oh my goodness, we'd still be lost in our sin.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Thank God he exercised self-control. I love the story when John chapter 11, when Jesus got word that Lazarus was sick.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible says he stayed where he was for two more days.
Yeah.
He wasn't in a hurry.
Wow.
And then he went. Amen. Then he went unto Bethany, and by then what? Lazarus was dead. Let's look at that. Let's turn to John chapter 11 for a moment, just to see something. Because Lazarus is dead. Jesus comes there, and everybody is all upset. You know, Martha and Mary both say the same thing. If you would have been here, right, my brother would not have died.
Yeah.
He said, Jesus told your brother's going to live again. Don't you believe that? Yeah, I know he's going to live in the last day in the resurrection. I love that. I know he's gonna live again in the resurrection in the last day. And Jesus said, woman, I am the resurrection. Glory to God. Isn't that something? I am the resurrection and the life. Glory to God. But the point was that to show how Jesus walked, right? He walks into the situation and everyone's upset. The sisters are upset. The people, the professional mourners are upset. Everybody's upset.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus goes to the tomb. Let's look at verse number 41. He told them to take away the stone, right? Verse 41. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and he said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. You see that? This is how Jesus, you know why Jesus was never hurried, he was never frazzled, he was never anxious, he was never fearful, he was never, because he had confidence.
Yes,
you see what he's saying? He said, Father, I thank
you.
Mm-hmm. Right? That you heard me.
Yep.
And, you know, and he knew God always heard him.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that get people right now who are born again believers off course is that they don't know that God hears them.
Yeah.
They pray, they don't know. I don't know. You ever talk to fretful people who say, I've been praying, but Jesus never said anything like that.
Amen.
No, he said, I thank you that you always hear. That was a confidence that is not something that is exclusive to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We should have that same confidence.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
He's the firstborn of many brethren.
Mm-hmm.
Who are many brethren? Us. Jesus, God loves us the same way he loves Jesus. And if he always heard Jesus,
that's right,
then he'll hear you.
That's right.
You're
that's
praying right. in his name. Jesus had confidence. So everybody around him is going crazy. He says, Father, I'm thankful that you always hear me.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, and look what he said. And I knew, verse 42, amen, he's not thinking, I suppose, I think, I wish, no. And I knew that you always hear me, but because of the people standing around me, that's why I said it.
That's right.
Right? You know, only why I said that, for the people standing around me. But I know you always hear me. Come on, that's some confidence or what? I know you always hear me. That's why when people say to you, don't you dare be false, stand up in false modesty.
Mm-hmm.
When somebody says to you, can you pray for us? I know you can get a prayer through. Don't you go, well, I'm just like everybody else. You're going to go, that's right. That's what you should say.
Yeah.
That's right.
Because
The Father always hears me.
Amen. Amen.
Walk like Jesus walked.
Yes.
Amen. See, some of us don't want to do that because we think it's not, oh, I don't want to be arrogant. I said to Brother Les yesterday, it's not arrogant to say something that God has already said.
Amen.
And if Jesus already said, I know you hear me,
mm-hmm.
and you're supposed to be conformed to his image and walk like him,
then
what should you say? Wow. I know you hear me.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, well, you can be religious, though. Be polite. Be modest. And go, well, no, I can't say that. Okay, then go ahead. You struggle against what God is trying to make you into being.
Amen.
Amen. But we're going to walk like Jesus walked.
Amen.
And Jesus walked around saying, I know the Father always hears me.
That's right.
Amen. Have that. Don't be afraid. Because see, some of the things that, listen, the things that God has done for us and that he's doing for us and the things that he has made us to be are bigger than our limited mind.
Yeah.
But you got to get out of your limited mind, amen?
Amen?
And think with that transformed mind. Think with that mind of Christ that God gave you. The problem is sometimes we have the mind of Christ, but we still think with our old mind.
Yeah.
And our old mind can't handle some things like this.
Right.
But you need the mind of Christ. When you're operating in the mind of Christ, you go, well, of course God hears me. Because that's what Christ, that was in his mind.
Yeah.
Jesus, what's on your mind? Does God hear you? Of course. You got the mind of Christ. I ask you, does God always hear you?
Yeah.
Well, it depends on how I pray. You understand? No, you got the mind of Christ. You go, of course he hears me.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody. Because if you got the mind of Christ, you're walking like he walks.
Amen.
You're not following your own will. You're not following your own desires, right? You're abiding in him. And if you say, I abide in him, then the scripture says, then you walk like he walked.
Mm-hmm.
And how did Jesus walk? He walked in confidence. Amen. He wasn't controlled by people. Man, we need that peace right there.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us are controlled by people, and all of us, sometimes we get controlled by people, manipulated by people, so we think of certain things. Not that they're telling us, do this, do that, do this, do that. But it's the way we interact with folks.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we curtail and not do things because of other people.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't want him to get mad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want her to get mad.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just gotta let him get mad.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus don't walk around like that. He let him get mad.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. If he was doing what he knew the Father wanted him to do.
That's right.
Now, I'm not telling you to go and start trouble. We're talking about walking like Jesus, after all, amen?
That's right.
We're talking about doing the will of the Father. But Jesus wasn't controlled by people. He wasn't controlled by circumstances. Lazarus is dead. Okay, I'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't, oh my God, oh Lazarus. He stayed there. I'll be there in a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? He wasn't controlled by circumstances. We don't have money to pay our taxes. That's okay, go fishing.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah.
Jesus was always in control.
Yes.
Glory to God. Don't you want to live that way?
Yes. Amen.
Right.
Never flustered. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Always in control. Stuff happens, and you have a calmness and an assurance and a peace that passes understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah 26:3 says that. God said he will keep him in perfect peace,
yeah,
whose mind is steady on him,
yeah,
because he trusts him.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So if we walk that way, we'd be walking in peace and power.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to understand something, that with peace comes power.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why the devil is always after your peace.
That's right.
That he can take your peace, he can strip you of your power. Because, see, peace is wholeness, right? Think about it this way. Peace is wholeness. Glory to God. God is something else. Peace is wholeness. Amen. It's like one thing. It's like this. It's one peace.
Right.
You ever know how to, sometimes they talk about a table being real strong? What they tell you? It's carved out of one piece of wood.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they'll say. It's not fabricated and put together. It's made out of one piece of wood. When something is whole, it's stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's why when things break, think about your arm.
Mm-hmm.
Your arm, your bones. Your bones are strong,
mm-hmm,
until they break.
Yeah.
You understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Then it's immobilized. Then you can't really use it. But right now, why? Because it's all in one piece.
Mm-hmm.
It's whole. But once it gets broken, once it gets fractured, it's not as strong as the whole.
Yeah.
Right.
I think that's why the phrase is, you know, that when people lose their mind or people lose their bearings, that people are losing, you say, there's a phrase out there that says, you know, he went to pieces.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? He went to pieces.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? He went to pieces. Amen? He's not whole anymore.
Yeah.
He's gotten weakened. He's gotten compromised. He went to pieces. The devil doesn't want us to be whole. He wants our peace, our wholeness to be broken so that we can be broken into what? Pieces.
Yeah.
And he knows that, right? That's why that same thing when God was talking about that divided house. We need to be whole.
Yes.
Because when we're in perfect peace, we're not just tranquil, but we're also strong.
Amen.
Amen. We're also strong. And that's how Jesus was. He was also strong. So we're supposed to walk like Jesus did. But Jesus was walking in faith.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus walked in faith. He said, I don't do anything that I don't hear, that the Father doesn't do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't say anything that the Father doesn't say. I'm not here to do my will, but the will of him who sent me.
Mm-hmm.
So Jesus was always waiting and listening to the Father, and that's why he was able to walk in strength and in faith.
Yes.
Amen.
Romans 10:17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Yes.
Yes.
That's the only way you and I can have faith.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have a word.
Yes.
Right? I got faith. You can't have faith in something God never said.
Yeah, that's right.
You can wish. But here's the thing. You can wish for something. If God never spoke to that thing, you ain't getting it.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And if you get it, you ain't keeping it.
That's true. That's true.
Because faith is based, faith is founded upon a word. Right? Faith comes by hearing the word of God.
Yes.
There can be no faith if there's not a word that precedes.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. You got to hear a word first.
Yes.
You got to read a word first.
Yeah.
You got to hear a word in your spirit.
Yeah.
You got to hear a word in your prayer closet. You have to hear a word preached before you can have faith in anything.
Amen.
You can't have faith without a word.
Jesus
always had a word from the Father, so he could always walk in faith. Now watch this. Let's turn to something real quick. Let's turn to Romans for a second. If God says to us, walk by faith, not by
sight.
Let's look at Romans chapter 8, verse 24 and 25. And as we do this, let's keep in mind Hebrews 11 and 1. Right? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Mm-hmm. Right? And in Romans chapter 8, verse number 24, Paul says this, "For we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope." You get that? Hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why does he yet hope for? Right? You don't need to hope for the thing that you see.
Right.
James, you don't need to be sitting in that chair and say, "I hope there's a chair in here."
Amen.
You're already sitting in it.
Yes.
You don't need to hope. Amen?
Amen.
You don't need to hope for the parking spot after you already parked.
Yeah, exactly.
You might be hoping that you're going. Right? I hope I can find a parking spot next to the door, amen?
Mm-hmm.
But once you park your car, you don't need to hope for the parking spot anymore.
Amen.
Exactly.
That's right.
Hope that is seen is not hope, but what a man seeth, why does he yet hope for? Verse 25. But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. What this is essentially saying is that hope is invisible,
mm-hmm.
right? And hope is that confident expectation, amen, that we have in God. In fact, we can even go so far to say hope is certainty for the future, since the Bible says that the hope that we have in God makes us not ashamed.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't disappoint.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Jesus Christ is declared to be the hope of glory.
Yeah.
So you know there's certainty in Christ.
Yes.
So there must be certainty in godly hope.
Yes.
Right? But the hope that we have is invisible. Right? Because it says, right, that you got a hope for that hope that is seen
mm-hmm.
is not hope.
Mm-hmm.
That must mean hope is unseen.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Hope is invisible. And that's why the Bible says what? Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. But let's put this together first. So hope is invisible. It's nothing. So you can hope, and I can hope, but it's nothing.
Yeah.
But for the godly person, it turns into something after God says something.
Yes.
Because after he says something, faith comes.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because faith cometh by hearing the word of God. So after he says something and you and I believe what he said,
mm-hmm.
faith comes.
Yes.
Amen.
And when faith comes, faith provides substance
wow.
to our hope.
Because
faith is the substance of things hoped for. The thing that we're hoping for is invisible. But once we now have faith, it becomes something of substance.
Right.
You see what I mean? That's why until you got a word, you got nothing. You got nothing until you have a word from God. You got a hope, but hope's nothing. It's unseen. It has no substance. Until you hear a word. And when you believe the word, faith comes.
Yes.
And now you add substance to your hope. Right? And now you have some evidence of what can't be seen.
Yes.
Amen. But you got to have that word. You got to have that word. And so we're supposed to walk by faith and not by sight. But we need a word first.
Yes.
Yeah. Because without a word, our hope has no substance. Without a word, we have no basis upon which to believe.
Amen.
I'm believing God for a new house. Did God tell you that?
Yeah.
I'm just asking you, you got to ask yourself a question. But here's the wonderful thing, though. God has spoken to every area of our lives.
That's right.
There's a word for everything that we go through in this book. There is. Sometimes you got to dig it out, though.
Yeah.
It's like mining for gold. You got to dig it out.
Yes.
That's right.
Sometimes we don't roll up our sleeves and dig the word out. We don't search the scriptures, amen, for the answer that God has already spoken unto us. We stop coming to church, so you don't hear a word that if you would have come, it would have unlocked the door to your future.
Yeah.
You don't pray enough because you just don't think God, you know, maybe you don't think your prayers are getting through. See, if you was like Jesus, you know your prayers would get through. And you'd be willing to pray all the time. And you'd just be talking to God like you just carrying on a conversation with somebody right in front of you. You got that much confidence. What are you doing? Talking to God. And you know, the world tries to, you really think that God talks to people? I don't know if he talks to people, but he talks to me. You don't got to know the answer to that question. Does he talk to people? He talks to me.
Yeah.
Now, whether he talks to you, that's between you and him.
That's right.
Yeah. Glory to God. Amen. We got to walk by faith. But we're going to walk by faith. Don't just try to walk by faith by saying, I believe God. You believe God for what?
Mm-hmm.
You got to be believing him for something.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
You believe God for guidance. You believe God for healing. You believe God for peace. And I mean, we should be believing God, but we need to be believing him for all the things that we need in this life. But you need to have a word for it in order to really be walking in faith. Otherwise, you'll be walking by sight. And you and I have to understand something, that you can be a person of God and still be a sight walker.
Yeah.
You can. Watch something here. We've looked at this passage of scripture for, we've been here a couple of times. I want you to turn back with me to Exodus chapter, is it Exodus? No, it's not Exodus. It's Numbers chapter 13. I'm about to go to Exodus. See, God speaks, amen. See, I'm on my way to Exodus and God said, Don't tell me God don't talk to people, amen. Numbers chapter 13. And these are the spies. You remember the spies, right? They go out, the 12 spies go out, and then the 10 spies come back with their report. Caleb and Joshua come back with their report, right? So let's look at this, because you can be a person of God and still be somebody who's not walking by faith. And I think that a lot of people, I go to church, so I'm walking by faith. No, doesn't mean you're walking by faith because you go to church. Doesn't mean you're walking by faith because you're saved. Doesn't mean that you're walking by faith because Jesus is your Lord. All that can be true, and you can still be walking by sight.
Mm-hmm.
And when we say walk by sight, can we just say this? Because I believe this is true. That can we just say this? That it's not just walking by your physical eyesight. I believe when God said don't walk by sight, he's talking about don't walk by your senses.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Don't walk by your five senses.
That's right.
So it's not just what you see, but it's also what you hear, what you can touch, what you can smell, and what you can taste. I believe it's walking by sight when people say, oh, I can't get a job because this economy is so bad. Wow. That's walking by sight. Because you heard that. Yeah. And now you believe that. And now you're walking according to that. Mm-hmm. So let's look at these 10 spies. So we're talking about walking by sight. It's everything, amen, that instead of walking by your spirit, instead of walking by faith, which is the fruit, one of the fruit of the Spirit, you're walking according to your senses. Mm-hmm. So let's look at 12 spies. So they come down. And they go to Aaron. Let's look at verse, to Moses and to Aaron, verse 26, and to all the congregation of Israel. They come back, they brought back word unto them and unto the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. Look what they said in verse 27. And they told him and said, we came unto the land whither thou sent us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Now, so far, they're so good. Mm-hmm. Because God told them that the land was flowing with milk and honey. Mm-hmm. And they come back and they say the same thing God has said. Mm-hmm. So far, so good. Verse 28. Nevertheless, they were so far so good, and then they had to keep talking. Nevertheless, think about this. The land that we just went in is exactly the way God described it, but, amen, they went too far. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and Jebusites and Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. Now, in verse 28, look what they said. The cities are walled and very great, and moreover, we what? Saw. Mm-hmm. You see that? Mm-hmm. We saw the children of Anak. And then right there, Caleb stops them and says, Caleb killed the people, but he knew where this was going. Mm-hmm. And so he stopped them and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. And they jump right back in and they say, we be not able to go up against the people. They are stronger than we. Mm-hmm. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched, saying, watch what they say. The land through which we have gone to search it, it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we what? Saw. You see what they're focused on? Mm-hmm. That's the second time they talk about what they saw. Mm-hmm. The people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And watch this. And there we what? Saw. I guess I'm the only one that sees it. No. And there we saw
the giants.
The son of Anak, which came of the giants. And we were in our own
sight
as grasshoppers, and so we were in their
sight. Amen.
See, they're sightseers.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. They're sightseers. They're walking by sight. Everything they talked about was about what they saw and how things were perceived in their sight and how things were perceived in the sight of the giants. Mm. They were concerned about what they saw. They were concerned about what the enemies saw. They weren't walking by faith. They were walking by sight. So they came back saying, oh yeah, we saw those giants. What giants do you see in your life? Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. The giants, listen, giants should be invisible to people of God. Amen. Mm.
Amen.
Giants should be invisible to people of God. David didn't see Goliath and him being so big. But the children of Israel did. That's why David went and said, who are you, you uncircumcised Philistine? And he went and he grabbed him some rocks.
Yeah.
He went and he grabbed rocks. But in 1 Samuel, I'm just going to read this to you, because they're just like the people of Israel who had spied out the land, who kept talking about what we see, what we saw, in our sight, in their sight. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 24, when Goliath comes out and he's doing all that stuff, bring somebody out to me and I'll put his head off and feed it to the fowl. Right? He did that for 40 days and 40 nights. And in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 24, it said, and all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were so afraid.
Yep.
They were sightseers, amen. When they saw the man, but watch this. You don't think David saw him with his natural eyes?
Wow.
But when David looked at him, he saw, what he saw was a giant that was about to hit the ground hard.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen? When they saw him, they go, oh my goodness, we can't deal with this big old giant. Mm-hmm. What do you see when you see your credit report? What do you see when you look at your bank account?
Yeah.
Nobody's acting, saying to you that you can act like you don't see, but what do you see when you see?
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen?
Wow.
What do you see when you see? And you gotta understand, if all you see when you see is what you see, then you're walking by sight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Amen.
Right? Uh-huh. But if you can see the promise of God despite what you see when you're seeing, then you're walking by faith.
Amen.
So you know what? I'm looking at my situation and see, you know what people say? They say things like that. I can't see any way out. But other people see the same situation and go, this is nothing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Some people walk into a dilapidated fixer-upper and say, I can't see living in something like this.
Wow.
And somebody else comes in there and go, man, I can see us living in here. Mm-hmm. We knocked down this wall. We put some hardwood floors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How come? Because one person can see in the spirit and the other person just can see in the natural.
Yeah. Wow.
Amen. And God is telling us, listen, we're going through things, we're going to be going through some stuff, and this thing has to now become real unto us.
Yeah.
You've got to see in the spirit.
Because
that's how Jesus saw. And if you claim that you abide in him, then you need to walk as he walked. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't moved by what he saw in the natural.
That's
because
right.
He saw things in the spirit. He walked by faith and not by sight. And you are going to have to do the same thing. The champions of God all do that, amen.
Yeah.
The Calebs of this world, they don't see the giants, amen. They see them, but they don't see them, amen.
Yeah.
The Joshuas of the world, they see the giants, but they don't see them.
Yeah.
The Davids of the world, they see the giants, but they don't see them. They see something greater. I got a covenant with God.
Yeah.
I got a word from the Lord.
Yeah.
And if I got a word from the Lord, then I got the basis upon which to exercise my faith.
Yeah.
And that's how I'm going to walk. And so even though I see it, I don't care.
Yeah.
Because I'm walking by faith.
Wow.
Yeah.
And not by sight. When it says that you're not to walk by sight, that doesn't mean you're blind. That doesn't mean you're pretending that you don't see the thing in front of you.
Exactly.
But it doesn't stop you from walking.
Amen.
I'm still going to walk.
Mm-hmm.
The job report comes out today. We got to see how the economy is doing. I don't.
Amen.
I don't.
Yeah.
Boss going to lay off some people this week. We got to see what's going to happen. I don't.
Amen.
See, I'm trying to say, you got to understand something. You got to decide whether you're going to be like them or you're going to be like a child of God. You got to make a decision.
Right.
Yeah.
You can't talk the way they talk.
Amen.
You can't talk the way the world talks and claim to be a child of God. You got to make up your mind.
Yes.
Of course you're different. You're peculiar. You're a peculiar people. So you're going to talk differently. Amen. Faith walkers.
Amen.
Caleb. I ain't worried about no giants. Joshua. I'm not worried about no giants. David. I'm not worried about any giants. These are faith walking people.
Amen.
What are the giants in your life? Amen. Whatever they are, God has the word. God is the expert at knocking giants down.
That's right.
Amen.
And he'll knock and rid your life of any giant, anything that's coming up against you. But you got to walk by faith. You got to walk like Jesus walked.
Wow.
Jesus didn't walk around afraid of anything.
That's right.
And I love people saying, yeah, but that was Jesus. No, not that, but that was Jesus. Is that was Jesus. And if you are abiding in him, then that's you too. Stop trying to put it off on you. But Jesus was God. Jesus was man and God.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
When Jesus walked this earth, he always, he's talking about the Son of Man. And there were times he was talking about the Son of God. When Jesus was walking, he was walking as a man. That's why Jesus said, how come? Jesus was in one place at a time. Like a man.
Yeah.
God's ever present, but when Jesus was one place at a time, that was him as man.
Mm-hmm.
When Jesus ate some food, that was Jesus as man.
Yes.
What are you? You're mankind. Don't try to put it all. If Jesus did it while he was Son of Man, you can do it too. Right?
Amen.
You can do the same thing. Jesus promised you that. Now I want to end with this. I want to end with looking at what to me, you talk about faith walkers. We don't have to talk about David and Caleb and Joshua, because even then people want to say, yeah, but you know, that was Caleb. I'm not there yet. Well, let's look at two people that maybe you're closer to them. Turn with me to Luke chapter 8. Because, no, but really, as you turn to Luke chapter 8, but really, listen, we got to understand something. We have to walk by faith, y'all. We cannot walk by what we see in front of us. Because the enemy loves putting stuff in front of us and putting on a display of his so-called power. Right? He walks around as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. So he walks around looking like a lion, sounding like a lion, and hoping that you're going to be scared. Amen?
Yep.
So there's a proverb. I forget exactly where it is, but, you know, it's talking about the person who makes excuses, doesn't want to do anything. And it says, there's a lion in the street. So I can't go out there. There's a lion in the street. Some of us, you know, we're afraid of lions, amen? And as long as the enemy knows that, he's going to keep roaring in your backyard.
Yes, yes. Jesus.
Luke chapter 8. It's right after Luke chapter 7. This is more I can help you with, amen? There's two people in here that we know very well. Let's look at verse number 40. Because this is when we come into the leader of the synagogue, Jairus, amen? So we understand Jairus had a daughter who was sick, right? And the second person in this story is the woman with the issue of blood. Mm-hmm. And Jairus had a daughter who was sick, and he said to Jesus, "Come to my house." And Jesus just gets up and goes with him. And as he's going, they get a bad report. They got stopped along the way by the woman with the issue of blood. We're going to come back to her in a second. But they got stopped on the way because now as they're going, a report comes from Jairus' house. They said, you know what? Leave the master alone. Your daughter is dead.
Uh-huh.
And I believe Jairus probably sitting there going, I hope that's not true. Don't tell me that. We were just coming. You know, he's thinking about his wife. He's thinking about the rest of the kids and the family. Don't tell me that. I'm hoping that, but you know. Well, he can hope all he wants.
Wow.
Right?
Because
If he's just hoping and he don't have a word from God, he got nothing.
Yeah.
But good news for Jairus, amen. After Jesus heard that report, he said to Jairus, he said, fear not. Believe on. Now he had a word from the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. Now his hope has some substance. Right? And so I think that changed now the way he was walking with the Lord. And he went on home with Jesus. And Jesus goes inside and gets all the mourners out the house. And he raises up Jairus' daughter.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But Jairus had, how many of you know Jairus had to continue to make that walk home?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
With Jesus. And he had to walk in faith. But watch this. He had the basis upon which to have faith because Jesus gave him a word. Right? So even though somebody tells you something is dead, if Jesus says to you, fear not, believe only, you got a word. Amen? And some of us want God to just fix the thing, but many times God's only going to give you a word.
Wow.
He's going to give you a word just to hold on. Amen?
Yeah.
He's going to give you a word to not give up.
Yes.
Amen? He's not going to come sometime and just wave his hand and change things just like that. But in the midst of you having to continue to walk, Jairus had to still walk on.
Yeah.
But now he can walk on the basis of a word.
Yeah.
So now he can walk how? In faith. Because faith cometh by hearing the word of God. And so now when he heard what they said, I hope that's not true. But he had nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
And the minute Jesus said, fear not, believe only, he had the basis of faith.
Amen.
Now he said, I'm walking with you. Now I can walk in strength. Now I can walk in peace. Now I can walk with joy. Now I can walk in anticipation of seeing the glory of God revealed.
Amen.
So he comes in, amen, and he doesn't go crazy. Jesus said, get all these people out of here. They all go in the house. And then they get raised up to Jairus' daughter from the dead.
Yeah.
But you and I need a word.
Amen.
Now the other person that's in here that's, we just got to stop for a moment and just talk about for a couple of seconds and we'll leave out of here. Walking by faith and not by sight is this woman who had the issue of blood.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 43 says she had the issue of blood for 12 years. She spent all her living, all her money on going to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
None of them could heal her. In the Gospel of Mark, it said not only was she not healed, it said, but she grew worse. And it says she came behind him and touched the border of his garment. And immediately, her issue of blood stanched or stopped, dried up. Jesus said, who touched me? He said, what's the matter with you? Who touched me? Now, I know somebody touched me, healing virtue went out of me. And she came forward. This woman is amazing. In Matthew, it said that she kept saying to herself, if I can just touch the border of his garment, I can be healed. Where did she get that from?
Wow.
Where did she get that from? Why did she touch his shoulder? Why did she touch his back?
Wow.
This woman was walking by faith. She had to be after all these years. She went to the doctor, spent all her money, didn't get better, grew worse, and was still bleeding. Still had an issue. But she has something more important than the issue. Watch this. Turn with me for one quick second back to Numbers. We were in Numbers before, right?
Mm-hmm.
Turn back to Numbers chapter 15. Isn't this interesting? That's right behind these faithless spies. Let's look at Numbers chapter 15. You got it? Okay, now watch this. Let's look at verse number 37. It says, the Lord spake to Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringe of the border the ribbon of blue. And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that ye may look upon it, and remember all the commandments of the Lord, and do them, and that ye seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which ye used to go a-whoring, that ye may remember and do all my commandments, and be holy unto your God. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God.
Mm-hmm.
So God gave a commandment here that on the fringes or the borders of their garments, throughout all generations, they were to put tassels down there.
Yeah.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Down at the bottom, ribbons of blue, right? And what those things were to be to remind them of all the commandments of God.
Mm-hmm.
So when you saw the fringe of the garment and the tassels at the bottom, it reminded you of God's word.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It reminded you of his word, of his commandments. It reminded you of his promises. It's in the bottom, it's in the garment, it's in the hem, it's in the fringe, it's in the edge. And if it's God's word, it's God's authority as well, right? So this is what, so everybody, and how many of you know, if God says this is what you're supposed to do for all generations, Jesus had the same thing.
Yes.
That Jesus came to fulfill the word. He didn't come to break it. Amen.
Yeah.
And so he had in his garment, he got the same fringe and the same border, the same edge, the same hem, right? With the tassel in it. Because that's what it says in the Amplified Version, right? Bid them make fringes or tassels on the corners in the border of their garments throughout their generation. So they got tassels, they got fringes, it's on the edge. And it's to remind everybody who sees it of the Word of God. Now, here's the thing that's really, really interesting, right? Let's turn to Malachi, which is the last book in the Old Testament. The book of Malachi. Let's turn to chapter 4, which is the last chapter of that book. So, right before Matthew, amen. Malachi chapter 4. We have to say amen, but we need to see this together.
Amen.
Malachi chapter 4, verse 1. For behold, the day cometh that the sun shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. We're just going to stop right there. Now, this is how God is just to me. God is just amazing, right? Because Malachi says, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth. And that word wings is a word that's kanaph, K-A-N-A-P-H in Hebrew. And it means wing, but it also means extremity or edge or border.
Wow.
In other words, it's not the whole wing, it's the edge of the wing. So it's a word that's also translated edge or fringe or border.
Wow.
And so now this woman, fast forward now, we're in the New Testament. She comes and she remembers the Word of God from the Old Testament.
Yes.
And she said, I see Jesus' border to his garment. And that reminds me of the Word of God. And God said in Malachi that there's healing in the fringes,
Jesus.
In the border. I've done gone to every doctor in the world. I'm not even supposed to be out in public. I'm not supposed to be touching people because whoever I touch gets unclean just like me.
Yeah.
But I got a word from the Lord.
Amen.
And the word I got from the Lord is that there's healing in the wings.
Yeah.
There's healing in the border of the garment.
Yeah.
She didn't just touch it because she just, I'm going to touch the hem of his garment. She had a word.
Mm-hmm.
And because she had a word, she was walking in faith. She wasn't looking at her condition. She wasn't looking at how people may view her. She said, I don't care about that. I got a word from the Lord.
Yeah.
And if I can just touch his wings, if I can just touch the border, God said there's healing in his wings.
Yeah.
Amen. There's healing in the border. And so she went and she touched the edge of his garment. That's why she got down on the ground. Not because it just seemed like, oh, well, she just wanted to touch the book. Why the hem?
Yes.
Wow.
Because that's where the promise was.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? That's why she got healed and everybody else who was touching him elsewhere didn't get nothing.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You understand?
Wow.
They're touching him more often than his shoulders and stuff. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
But she touched the source of the healing.
Amen.
And so she got healed right away. But she had a word. She didn't make that up. She had a word from God. So when you and I have a word from God, you may do some stuff that seems strange to other people. What are you doing down there on the floor? I'm touching the hem of his garment. You don't know nothing about this.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. You don't know nothing about this. I got a word from God. But that's what it's going to take for us, amen? We need to have a word from God. Even if it's something that forces us to get down on our hands and our knees in the midst of people and get down and get low and other people, what's the matter with you?
Yeah.
Now let me ask you, how do you think she touching borders and hems and stuff?
Amen.
But more importantly, why would she do it? She did it because she had a word from God that she believed in. And when she believed that word, her faith came. Despite the fact that she went to doctors for all these years, 12 years, and nobody could help her, how in the world she still had faith? Because she had a word she remembered. She looked at Jesus one day and said, this man said he's the Messiah. He's claiming he's the Messiah. And Malachi said that there's going to be healing in the wings of the Messiah. I'm going to touch the border of his garment and get my... That's why she said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, what? I shall be healed. Why does she know that? Because God said that.
That's right.
And when God says something to you, you can know it with the same conviction as she knew it. And God is saying unto us today, listen, that I'm speaking words of life to you. I'm speaking promises to you. I'm speaking your destiny out right now. I'm going to show you things in the Word. I'm going to speak things into your prayer when you're in your prayer closet. And you're going to have to believe me if you're going to walk by faith and not by sight.
Yeah, that's true.
You're going to have to be at a point that it doesn't matter how long you've been in your current situation.
Wow.
It might be 12 years, amen.
Yeah.
It might be 40 years of wilderness wandering. It might be 25 years waiting for your Isaac. No matter what it is, you're going to have to, when I speak that word, you're going to have to make a decision. Are you going to walk by faith or are you going to walk by sight?
Wow.
I don't know about you, I'm going to walk by faith.
Yeah.
And I want you to walk by faith, amen.
Amen.
Believe God at his word. Believe the things that God's going to start speaking to you. Because I believe something. Revelation is coming forward now like a river. Amen. It's just going to flow. Amen. There's going to stuff. You just going to know stuff.
Amen.
It's going to scare you. But you just going to know some stuff. And you're going to think it's just you talking. It's going to take you a while to realize God is speaking to you. And he's anointed you to hear so clearly. You think you're just hearing yourself think.
Yeah.
Wow.
Would you love to be that close? To, I'm telling you, that's how I go. That. Do you know God talks like you? God talks like you. That's why sometimes you think you're the one just thinking of stuff, but God.
Yeah.
His voice said he talks the way you talk.
That's right.
Why should he talk to you in a way that you don't, that you can't relate to? You are going to be hearing so clearly from God, you're going to think that you're just thinking out loud. It's going to take you a while to realize, I'm hearing from God.
Yeah.
He's giving me revelation. And when he does, just walk in. Just walk in. Don't go to the left. Don't go to the right. Don't worry. Don't go seeking confirmation. If God spoke something, just walk in. Amen? Just walk in it. Because that's where we are now, amen? We're going to finish strong. How are you going to finish strong? You're going to have to be on the basis of the Word.
Yeah.
How are you going to go into next year and conquer all your giants? It's going to have to be on the basis of the Word. How are you going to realize all your hopes and dreams? It's going to have to be on the basis of the Word, because until you got a Word, your hope got no substance.
Yeah.
Right? So, but God's going to be speaking, and he is speaking now, but you know what? Believe him, amen? Believe them. Walk by faith. Determine in yourself. You know what? I don't care what it looks like anymore. Amen? How long you been in your job, Jane? So what?
Yeah.
God can get you out of there.
That's right. That's right.
Amen? So what? How long does this woman have the issue of blood? 12 years. So what?
Exactly.
Amen? Yeah. Once you got a word, you can say, so what?
Exactly.
Amen? Amen? Nobody ever married if I'm called in the family. So what?
Amen.
God told me I'm going to school.
Amen.
Amen? Amen? Nobody in the family ever owned their own business. So what? God told me I'm opening up my own pizza shop.
Yes.
They put spinach on pizza, I put collard greens on mine. You know, we gotta put some collard greens on something. Leroy Pizza Bean.
Right.
Amen. Collard greens on pizza. You make a spinach pizza, I make a collard green pizza. Nobody ever going to eat collard green pizza. 6 months in, it's sweeping the nation. Collard green pizza. Somebody's like, hit it down, go repeat it.
Exactly.
Yep.
Come on, somebody. We get a word from God. I'm telling you right now, yeah, that's all you need. That's all you need. You don't need more education. I'm not saying don't go to school. You know, don't get me wrong. But I'm trying to say to you, you can get more education, but if you don't got a word, your education is only going to take you so far.
That's right.
But if you got a word from God, there's no limit to where you can go. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And so listen, how are we going to walk? We're going to walk by faith. But how are you going to get that faith? You're going to have to get into the Word.
Amen.
You're going to have to read. You're going to have to get quiet so you can hear God. You're going to have to study. Amen? Mm-hmm. That's the only way you're going to get a Word.
Yep.
Amen. So let's realize, okay, we're going to start getting this Word. We're going to start getting more and more Word. And we're going to get more and more revelation. And as we get it, what are we going to do? We're going to walk in it. Amen? And we're going to walk as he walked. You know what that's going to mean? We're going to be walking in control. We're going to be walking in power. We're going to walk in love. We're going to walk in passion. We're going to walk in forgiveness. We're going to walk just as Jesus walked. Do you think that's possible?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. It's possible. Amen. It is possible. And that's exactly what we're going to be doing. Amen.
Amen.
So listen, we got to the last leg of our home stretch.
Amen.
Amen. And God's commanding us to walk by faith, not by sight. Amen. Listen, the thing that we're going to be able to do, and even though in your personal life, amen, in this church, in your personal life, in your relationship, is better than what you can see with your natural eyes. But as God speaks those things unto you, just be like Mary. Be it unto me according to your word, and then walk into it. Amen. Amen. Amen, because it's there, and it's here. And I believe this. I'm going to say it again, we're going to close. God's going to start pouring out revelation into our hearts like a river. It's just going to flow.
Amen.
Amen. It's just going to flow. Amen?
Amen?
Glory to God. Let's stand on our feet and pray today. Glory to God. Thank you for the flowing river, Lord. Glory to God. Father, we thank you right now. Father, we thank you for your word, God. We thank you, Lord, that you have brought us through this home stretch. And Father, we got 6 more weeks, glory to God, before the year ends. But now we are positioned to end this year strong.
Yes.
Father God, we are excited, oh God. Father, we've cleaned house. We're getting out those old things and those bad things, those ungodly things that are out of you. And Father God, we are furnishing our house with godly things, God, so that we are filled with the Spirit of God. No vacancy for the enemy.
But
we know he's going to come back looking to take up residence in us once again. And so, Father, we thank you. We thank you we're Spirit-led, oh God. We thank you, God, that we're Spirit-filled. We thank you, God, that we are in tune to what Jesus wants. And we're not just out there doing whatever it is that we want. We thank you, God, that we are not distracted by those things that look nice and appealing, but are empty and worthless, oh God. We thank you right now, oh God, that we are not walking in fear, but we are walking in strength, knowing that you are with us. And Father, we thank you most of all that we shall walk by faith and not by sight. Lord, we're ready. We're ready for the change. We're ready, oh God, for those things that, Lord, have been long overdue. Glory, long overdue. Glory to God. We thank you right now for the things that have been long overdue. We thank you now for those promises coming to pass. We thank you now for the hopes and the dreams that shall be fulfilled. We thank you right now for the blessings that shall flow and for the things that we shall be empowered to do for other than for the kingdom of God. Father, we are excited right now, God, as we embark on the last 6 weeks of this year, oh God. Father, you've been speaking into our spirit for months. We shall finish out the year strong in the name of Jesus, and we shall be propelled into 2013 in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Father, we thank you right now that we shall dream dreams and see visions. We shall prophesy. We shall lay hands on the sick. We shall do all the things that you said that we shall do. And God, we are so excited for it. So Father, I'm just asking now, God, that you will just keep deep in our hearts the word that you have spoken unto us.
Yes.
Holy Spirit, continue to bring them to our remembrance.
Yes.
Give us deeper and deeper revelation on it as we go forward in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, we thank you for a time such as this. This is a glorious time to be alive. This is a glorious time in the kingdom of God.
Yes.
And Father, we believe that the kingdom of God shall advance. Glory to God. And that your people in this place shall be on the front lines doing great and mighty things according to the will of God. And Father, we bless you and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.